AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says there will be a national day of mourning and a state funeral on January 9th for Jimmy Carter. Carter's tiny Georgia hometown is remembering him days before the former president will be buried there. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
In Plains, Leanne Smith remembers one Thanksgiving at the home where Aunt Rosalind Carter grew up, and Jimmy spoke up.
I'm running for president, and my dad said, president of what? And he said, the United States. And my dad said, oh yeah, right. And we just all laughed and went on about eating.
For Andrea Walker, it was a call one day from her famous neighbor while her house was being built.
He said, they're not putting your roof on right. They're not listening to me, and it needs fixed or it's gonna leak.
So Walker went home where Carter was waiting and talked to the foreman.
You may not know who this man is because you're very, very young. I don't care if he tells you to paint the house purple. Just do whatever he says.
At the Plains Trading Post, owner Philip Curlin says the spirit of Jimmy and Rosalind will always be in their beloved town.
Because we're all going to try and be a little kinder and step up our game and maybe do a little more for other people.
I'm Sagar Magani.
Rain is in the forecast in New York on New Year's Eve. Mayor Eric Adams is concerned about security in Times Square.
We're going to make sure we have the omnipresence of the blue uniform would always bring that level of security, but there are many officers that have plainclothes assignments to give the element of surprise.
Russia and Ukraine exchanged prisoners of war in the latest such swap that saw the release of hundreds of captives and was brokered with the help of the United Arab Emirates. A U.S. official says arrests for illegally crossing the border from Mexico in December are little changed from a month earlier, and indicating an anticipated surge ahead of Donald Trump's inauguration as president hasn't happened. This is AP News. Cable pioneer Charles Dolan has died. He was 98. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Charles F. Dolan launched Home Box Office in 1972. The first movie shown was Sometimes a Great Notion with Paul Newman. Dolan founded Cablevision in 1973, a cable company serving the New York area, and American Movie Classics in 1984. He also launched News 12 in New York City, the first 24-hour cable channel for local news in the U.S. Dolan held controlling stakes in companies that owned Madison Square Garden, Radio City Music Hall, the New York Knicks, and the New York Rangers. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Tennessee retains the number one spot in the AP Men's College Basketball Top 25. Auburn, Iowa State, Duke, and Alabama round out the top five. UCLA remains number one in the AP Women's College Basketball Top 25. UCLA, South Carolina, and Notre Dame remain the top three teams, and the first 18 schools in the poll were unchanged. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.